The funds school systems receive is based on projections of money coming into the state, and with the economic crisis all across the U.S., their projections were short, and the only way the State Board of Education could get that money back was to assess each school system an amount of money that had to be returned to the state to make up for the shortfall.
Because of this reversion, this means that $86,313 is being required by the Mitchell County Board of Education to send back to the North Carolina Department of Public Instruction to help meet with this current shortfall in revenue. As a result of this, we are asking that all staff development activities that are not absolutely necessary be suspended at this time. If a staff development activity is deemed necessary, it must have prior approval by our central office, or all previous scheduled staff development activities will be honored at this time. Most of our teachers in our K-8 are receiving quality staff development, which will continue through the collaborative project. The high school is the only school that currently is not being able to receive staff development through the collaborative project. So hopefully many of our staff development activities are been scheduled, but if they have not been scheduled, then we're going to examine them closely and see whether we need to continue with this staff development, because we all realize that money is tight. We don't know at this time whether this will be the only reversion that the state seeks from us. Definitely could be more. What they're telling us in Raleigh is that hopefully that this reversion will be able to make us through the end of this year, but the next year it'll be a tough budget for everybody, schools included.
Dr. Brock Womble is the superintendent of the Mitchell County School System. Yancey County was required to return $100,000. From the News Center, I'm Steve Murphy.